Krishna was very pleased with the atmosphere of the forest, where flowers bloomed and bees and drones hummed very jubilantly, while the birds, trees, and branches were all looking very happy. Krishna, tending the cows, accompanied by Sri Balaram and the cowherd boys, began to vibrate his transcendental flute. After hearing the transcendental vibration of the flute of Krishna, the gopis, the cowherd girls of Vrindavan, remembered him and began to talk amongst themselves about how nicely Krishna was playing his flute.
Dear friends, when Govinda plays his flute, the peacocks immediately become mad. When all the animals and trees and plants, either on the top of Govardhan Hill or in the valley, see the dancing of the peacock, they all stand still and listen to the transcendental sound of the flute with great attention. I think that this boon is not possible or available on any other planet.
My dear friends, just see the deer. Although they are dumb animals, they have approached the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna. Not only are they attracted by the dress of Krishna and Balaram, but as soon as they hear the playing of the flute, the deer, along with their husbands, offer respectful obeisances unto the Lord by looking at him with great affection.
My dear friends, the cows are also charmed as soon as they hear the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna. It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, and they immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute. As for the calves, they are seen with the nipples of their mothers pressed in their mouths, but they cannot suck the milk. They remain struck with devotion, and tears glide down their eyes, illustrating vividly how they are embracing Krishna heart to heart.
When the gopis were describing the sweet vibration of Krishna's flute, they also remembered their pastimes with him, and thus their minds became disturbed, and they were unable to describe completely the beautiful vibrations. While discussing the transcendental vibration, they remembered also how Krishna dressed, decorated with a peacock feather in his hair, just like a dancing actor, and with blue flowers pushed over his ear. His garments glowed yellow gold, and he was garlanded with a beautiful Vaijanti necklace. Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute and the hearts of the gopis with the nectar emanating from his lips. So they remembered him, entering the forests of Vrindavan, which is always glorified by the footprints of Sri Krishna and his companions. Krishna was very expert in playing on the flute, and the gopis were captivated by the sound vibration, which was not only attractive to them, but to all living creatures who heard it. One of the gopis told her friends, "The highest perfection of the eyes is to see Krishna and Balaram
entering the forest and playing their flutes and tending the cows with their friends."
Persons who are constantly engaged in transcendental meditation, seeing Krishna internally and externally, by thinking of him playing on the flute and entering the Vrindavan forest, have really attained the perfection of samadhi. Samadhi means absorption of all activities of the senses on a particular object. And the gopis indicated that the pastimes of Krishna are the perfection of all meditation and samadhi. It is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that anyone who is always absorbed in the thought of Krishna is the topmost of all yogis. Another gopi expressed her opinion that Krishna and Balaram, while tending the cows, appeared just like actors going to play on the dramatic stage. Krishna was dressed in glowing yellow garments and Balaram in blue, and they held new twigs of mango tree, peacock feathers, and bunches of flowers in their hands. Dressed with garlands of lotus flowers, they were sometimes singing very sweetly among their friends.
dear friend, we cannot even think of the fortune of his bamboo flute. What sort of pious activities did it execute so that it is now enjoying the nectar of the lips of Krishna?
Krishna sometimes kisses the gopis. Therefore, the transcendental nectar of his lips is available only to them, and his lips are considered to be their property. Therefore, the gopis wondered how it was possible that the flute,
which is nothing but a bamboo rod, is always engaged in enjoying the nectar from Krishna's lips. Because the flute is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, the mother and the father of the flute must be happy.
The lakes and rivers are considered to be the mothers of the trees, because the trees live simply by drinking water. So the waters of the lakes and rivers of Vrindavan were full of happy lotus flowers, because the waters were thinking. The bamboo trees, standing by the banks of the rivers and lakes, were also happy to see their descendants so engaged in the service of Sri Krishna. Just as persons who are advanced in knowledge take pleasure in seeing their descendants engage in the service of the Lord. The trees were overwhelmed with joy, and they were incessantly yielding honey, which flowed from the beehives hanging on their branches. Sometimes the gopis spoke to their friends about Krishna.
Krishna is so nicely dressed that he appears to be the impetus to various kinds of ceremonies held by the womenfolk. Even the wives of the denizens of heaven become attracted after hearing the transcendental sound of his flute. Although they are traveling in the air in their airplanes, enjoying the company of their husbands, on hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they immediately become perturbed. Their hair is loosened and their tight dresses are slackened.
This means that the transcendental sound of the flute of Krishna extended to all corners of the universe. It is also significant that the gopis knew about the different kinds of airplanes flying in the sky. Another gopi said to her friends, "My dear friends, the birds
are sitting very attentively on the branches and twigs of different trees. From their features, it appears that they have forgotten everything and are engaged only in hearing Krishna's flute. This proves that they are not ordinary birds. They are great sages and devotees. And just to hear Krishna's flute, they have appeared in Vrindavan forest as birds."
Through the knowledge of the Vedas, Krishna has to be understood. From the behavior of these birds, it appeared that they were actually great Vedic scholars, and they took to Krishna's transcendental vibration and rejected all branches of Vedic knowledge in light of the Supreme Truth. Even the river Jamuna, being desirous to embrace the lotus feet of Sri Krishna after hearing the transcendental vibration of his flute, broke her fierce waves and flowed very nicely with lotus flowers in her hand, just to present flowers at the lotus feet of Krishna, Mukunda, the giver of liberation. The scorching heat of the autumn sunshine is sometimes intolerable, and therefore the clouds in the sky appeared in sympathy above Krishna and Balaram and their boyfriends while they were engaged in blowing on their flutes. The clouds served as a soothing umbrella over their heads just to make friendship with Krishna. Another gopi said that everything appeared wonderful when Krishna and Balaram traveled in the forest of Vrindavan, playing their flutes and making intimate friendship with all kinds of moving and non-moving living creatures. When Krishna and Balaram played on their transcendental flutes, the moving creatures became stunned and stopped their activities, and the non-moving living creatures, like trees and plants, began to shiver with ecstasy. Krishna and Balaram carried binding ropes on their shoulders and in their hands, just like ordinary cowherd boys. While milking cows, the boys bound the hind legs of the cows with a small rope. This rope is almost always hung from the shoulders of the boys, and it was not absent on the shoulders of Krishna and Balaram. In spite of their being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they played exactly like cowherd boys, and therefore everything became wonderful and attractive. While Krishna was engaged in tending the cows of the forest in Vrindavan, or on Govardhan Hill, the gopis in the village were always absorbed in thinking of him and discussing his different pastimes. This is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness. To somehow or other remain always engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. The vivid example is always present in the behavior of the gopis. Therefore, it is declared that no one could worship the Supreme Lord by any other method which is better than the method of the gopis. The gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And that is the supreme perfection of all of life.